Hello, wonderful listeners. A quick update for you. I have created a paid subscription for the podcast. For 99p a month, you can get an extra bonus episode per week and a monthly workshop episode where I go into a lot more depth, a lot more detail, and provide a lot more structure for your self-development. Now, whether you are a loyal long-term listener or just ready to go deeper on your self-development or just generally want to support the podcast, I would love to hear from you, and you can find the link for subscribing in the show notes. Enjoy the show. Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of the Self-Improvement Project. I hope everybody is well. I hope you've had a wonderful week. I hope it's not getting too cold where you are. A bit of cold is nice. Keeps us alive, keeps us fresh, but not too cold. As it's dark and we want to stay upbeat during this time. I hope you've had a good week of reflection. I hope you've had a good week of giving yourself credit. I hope you've had a good week of maybe being inspired by something or making some change that inspires you in the long term. I have two thoughts for you today that I want to share with you, discuss with you, and ultimately just get you thinking about whether this affects the rest of your day, the rest of your week, whatever suits you. But just to make you think, because these concepts can sometimes be quite simple, but I like to think of them as a bit of a reminder. If we think from an overall perspective with our lifestyle, how we choose to live, if we choose to live a certain way, it can make us feel better. But if we allow choices and life to be lived for us and we don't take control of that, then it can have that negative impact on our mood, on our mindset, on our long-term thinking as well. So these two things that I want to talk to you about, I ultimately want you to see if you can eliminate them. I want you to see if you can stop doing them instantly. It's going to be tough because they might be a habit, they might be embedded and ingrained, but all I need you to do is try, because your quality of life will improve, your day-to-day life, your day-to-day interactions and general thinking will just become more elevated from it as well. And ultimately, it allows you to live a life of your own individual personality, your own uniqueness, which should be celebrated. And if you think how short life can be, you don't want to be living in the skin of someone that you're not, essentially. So the first thing that I want you to stop doing is people pleasing. I want you to stop thinking that everything that you're doing is for others, to avoid conflict, to stop upsetting people. You could make one decision, you could say one thing, you could make one decision that upsets someone. And once you accept that that is always going to be the case, you then start to work out what actually matters to you. This isn't about being selfish. This is about doing the best thing and the right thing that aligns with yourself. And it goes back to that point that I was saying before around, if you're people-pleasing, you're living the life of others. You're letting others live your life for you. You never take control. Life happens to you rather than you taking control of the things that you believe in or you feel are important in the world. And as soon as you realize that you can't please everybody, then that allows you to be a bit freer. That allows you to create that bit of personality, that bit of individualism for yourself, and take ownership of you do like this thing and you don't like that thing. And that's just how it is. You're obviously going to be open to people talking about it. It's not about imposing this on others either. But as a habit, as a behavior, if we lean into that people-pleasing more than we don't, we do end up with that misery of our lives being lived for us. It all comes down to expectations. Are you letting people down lightly? Are you making sure that they know where you stand? Or are you just going with the flow? Are you not used to making decisions for yourself? Are you not used to choosing what is important to you? And the ultimate impact this has is that you decide that you show respect to everything, even though that you believe in certain things. But also you get respect. If you're obviously being respectful, people admire and respect individual personalities. They respect the fact that you have the validation within yourself and the acceptance within yourself that you're comfortable in your own skin. And obviously it's situational, this is maybe a bit of a generalization, but there are too many people that allow things to happen to them through people-pleasing than simply making a decision that might be uncomfortable for 5 seconds, but the rest of your life, you have more peace. It's that classic comparison between your internal self and peace, or your external self and being related to status and living to societal pressures. So that's number one. That's the first thing that I want you to consider, think about, see if you can eliminate to an extent. Even if it's today, even if it's just once this week, maybe if it's all week, just see how it makes you feel. And let me know if it's liberating for you. The second thing, and I did just mention it there, is comparison. I've talked about comparison a lot on this podcast before and how toxic it can be to our day-to-day lives. That has been over the last 2 years, and from what I can see, comparison is only getting worse. It's difficult to remove yourself from it, whether that be online, whether that be where you live, whether that just be your friends and family, or even at work. It is, because we are so connected, it is more difficult to escape from it. The simple truth here is that when we compare anything to ourselves, we create suffering for ourselves. Even if we are better or in a better position, situation, we still find the negatives that exist within our lives. Yes, we can use gratitude to flip that, but that's only temporary if we live a life of comparison. We live in constant suffering of having to need more in order to keep up, or in order so that people don't smell our insecurities that we have. And this is endless. This is cyclical suffering that we create for ourselves. There is nothing tangible out there in the world that creates this, that shows that this exists. It is purely within our own heads because we live a certain way. If you are living online, looking at everybody else's life, if you're talking with people only to compare yourself with them, you're obviously going to be miserable when it comes to how you view your own life. I think a really nice way to put it from an overall perspective is that nobody is ever truly satisfied in their lives. That's just fact. That is just how it is. I have never met anybody that has been truly satisfied all the time in their entire lives. There will be moments of satisfaction, there will be moments of pride, but there's either the next thing or we just simply cannot sustain it. So, knowing that it only causes suffering, knowing that we'll never truly be satisfied all the time, these are these negative impacts that this can have on our mindset, our lifestyle, day in, day out. You are supposed to be yourself. I've talked about personality earlier in the episode, but you are supposed to be unique and you are supposed to be an individual. That is what makes your time here special. The beauty of being unique, of being an individual and having a personality, is that it gives you more confidence. It gives you that inner peace that you are living the life, you are playing the character that you want to be. Yes, there's rules that exist within the game, such as being respectful, such as emotional intelligence that exists, but you need to lean in and give in to yourself, who you are, who you want to be, who you want to become, and embrace it. Embrace the fact that you're one of a kind. Eradicate that comparison. Eradicate that people pleasing. And you'll be closer to that each day. It ultimately gives you that peace that I was talking about earlier. But also, you can have a powerful impact on others. You can inspire others to lean into themselves. You can inspire others to believe in themselves a little bit more and remove these things that helps their improve their life. There shouldn't be a stage where we realize this later on. I always feel like people who are much older in life and have a lot of life experience seem to behave in this way, which is liberating, but why should we not be able to live that when we're younger? Think of all that time, energy, anxiety, stress that we suffer through these two simple things that we don't need to have in our lives. That's it in a nutshell. That is all the thoughts that I wanted to get out around these just now. But I hope that provides perspective. I hope that gives you permission to think a little bit more around the importance of removing these things in order to improve the quality of our lives. And that's us today. I hope you've enjoyed that. Let me know what you think. Am I wrong? Are there things that I'm missing? Would there be other things that you remove? What other things can be quite sufferable or toxic that could help us with this as well? Otherwise, I will see you all next time. Cheers. I hope you enjoyed that episode today. Thank you very much for listening. A quick check-in from me before we go today. In January 2023, I am going to be running a starting again, starting fresh coaching program. It's a group coaching program. It's going to be a mixture of live 1-hour calls as well as some self-led tasks, audio, videos that you can use throughout January to start your self-development. Whether you just need that little bit of a boost, that little bit of a fresh perspective going into the new year, I'm creating something for you guys to start in January this year. So I will add the link for this in the show notes. As always, message me if you feel like it's something you want to know more about. Otherwise, thanks again for listening, and I'll see you all next time. Cheers.